Can you get out of here?
That's the question physicists pondered for centuries. They eventually figured out that to leave Earth permanently, an object must be hurled upward at just under 7 miles a second, which became known as our planet's escape velocity. But what if someone had a rocket with an engine that could only generate wimpy power, but could do so for a long time? If our rocket could only go upward at 1 mile an hour, could it ever wrench itself free from Earth's gravitational glue? The answer is yes. Even 1 mile an hour is enough to permanently leave your creditors behind, because the escape velocity only applies to a single push, not a continually applied force. If a rocket heading upward shuts its engines off just above our atmosphere so that it coasts from that point on, which is how we went to the moon, then it must indeed first reach 7 miles per second to get away. But if the engines can keep firing, why, it could climb away at any slow speed it wanted. With this in mind, let's consider black holes. Its gravity is so strong at its event horizon that the escape velocity equals the speed of light. Since light cannot escape, neither can anything else. Or at least that's what you always hear. But that's wrong. Because the escape velocity only refers to unaccelerated things, like photons of light, which don't have rocket engines, a very powerful rocket that continually supplies a sub-light-speed acceleration could escape. The real problem is that space-time is so completely distorted at a black hole's event horizon that from the outside universe's perspective, an infinite amount of time must pass before the astronaut can even enter the event horizon, let alone emerge again. But if he did somehow, then when he did escape, just a short time later from his perspective, he'd look around to see a universe that was now infinitely old. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.